come together.
Thanks for listening to the KC Morning Show.
Today is Wednesday.
Do you know what that means?
Oh, don't you know what that means?
No, please. Tell me.
Please, tell me.
It means it's workout
Wednesday.
Let's work it out.
Work it out.
Wednesday.
Soon an early morning workout.
When is this happening?
Let's do it now.
Nope.
I'm going back to bed.
Oh, well, the show must go on.
Everything's running smoothly.
Yo! What is going on? A happy Wednesday, a happy hump day, baby! This right here, you know what it is. This is your KC Morning Show, baby. What's the word, Kansas City? My name is Hartzell. Before we get to the show, I totally forgot that yesterday was technically our 5-year anniversary of the KC Morning Show. I am very bad with holidays. Since 2019, we have won 3 Best Podcast Awards, over 600 episodes. I'm trying to find the first 150. I think I might have lost them. Literally, we've had millions of streams, so I love you, I thank you. This show has gone all over the place. This show kept me sane during some of the worst times, and I think that our best times very much ahead of us. And here's to another 5. And then another 5 after that, baby. And then maybe another 5 after that. We'll see. On the show today, we chat with Jason Chanos. He is the director of A Christmas Carol, coming to the Kansas City Repertory Theater, the Spencer Theater to be exact. Opening night, December 1st, runs through December 28th, but we do have some previews that start November 23rd. So head to the website, kcrep.org. Let's go ahead and throw in some music after that, yeah? It's our belated 5-year. Couldn't do this show without the sweet sounds of DJ Die Hard, McLean Johnson on the ones and the twos. We have had a lot of help with a lot of friends on this show. Could not happen without each and every one of you. So I love you. I thank you. My name is Hartzell. It is a good day to be a Kansas Cityan. Always. Just what you do. Back in your feeds tomorrow, we will see you in the morning. Bye.
Going straight to one place, right to Kansas City.
The KC Morning Show.
For the first time on your KC Morning Show, my friends, 'tis the season at the KC Repertory Theater. It is time for A Christmas Carol. We've got the director of the show, Jason Chanos, my brother. Welcome.
Hello. Thank you. Happy to be here.
Happy to chat.
So you tell me this, because there is no spoilers. It is A Christmas Carol. On top of that, yeah, you know, this show comes to Kansas City literally for generations now. So Jason, how do you put a fresh take on such a, not just KC classic, but a classic for the world? It's Dickens, man.
Yeah, the fresh part isn't hard, because every year there's something new. We either have new actors, or we have new music, or in the case of this year, we have a couple new scenes. It's always fresh. The challenge, of course, is making sure that the story that Dickens intended is shared in the way that I intend. It's such a massive show with like thousands of scenes, the constant transitions, that it's sometimes I get lost in the sequence of events and trying to just make sure that we're pulling out the story there, which is about Ebenezer Scrooge. This year, I think what is sort of fun is that we've adapted it this year. We've always borrowed the script from other writers in the past, and this year we created our own. And it's not going to veer very far from what audience have seen, because for the last 5 years, we've been extremely faithful to the original manuscript. We're taking that original manuscript and then just applying the Kansas City brand to it a little bit with how we do music and how we sort of orchestrate the scenes with our particular set. For those of you who haven't seen it before, it's a revolving set. It's both a challenge for me to make that work, but it's also a wonderful tool to help with this story.
We're putting a KC twist on this thing, so I got to double down. Why do we decide to hone in on the KC flavor of A Christmas Carol? You know, not a complete book change, but, you know, a couple of new pages.
You know, it stems mostly from the actors. We've been doing it for a long time, and some of the actors have been doing it for couple decades. You know, when they have that kind of institutional knowledge, they can bring an awareness to the project that you can't get elsewhere. So they have ideas. They have ideas to make this better or that better or how to do this. And you can't do that when you're restricted to a playwright's vision. So when it's ours, we can say, great, let's do that. You like that? Let's try that. And luckily, we've had such a supportive audience over the years. No matter what we put up there, they come. And so it's nice to be able to kind of lean into all the varied talents that we have at the company and take advantage of it. And that's really it. There was a lot of things we wish we could have changed that would make it a little better, and we just couldn't, and now we can. So no more excuses. This is it. We're going to make it the way we intend it this year.
In keeping with the T-Swift in KC, this is the Kansas City version of A Christmas Carol. I like that.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
Well, and you mentioned such an incredible cast, too, and I've been privileged to work with a couple of the folks, Darrington and Nidra. We worked together in The Wiz. This is a show you want to see because they give you it all. And we have such a beautiful thing in Kansas City. You know, you have the partnership with KC Rep, but also UMKC. Can you just also explain, as you do this show, this Kansas City version, break down the characters, our KC characters that we got?
It's all local cast. And yes, Darrington, Nedra, who goes by Nikki, who's our storyteller, absolutely phenomenal actress. That's 90% of my job, honestly, putting the talent on the stage and then watching them work a nip and tuck here, a little orchestration there, and it kind of takes care of itself. You know, obviously, Gary Neil Johnson is coming back as Scrooge. We have John Renzenhouse. We have Tiana Wesley. We have Darrington Clark, Nikki Dixon. We have Matt Rapport in the role of President. We have Tanner Rose in the role of Young Ebb and Future, which, ask me about that later, because it's such a such an amazing thing. This actor plays the Scrooge when he's, you know, a young man. And Tanner is a young man. And then he goes into this Ghost of Christmas Future or Ghost of Christmas Yet to Come costume, which is, you know, for all intents and purposes, kind of looks like the Grim Reaper. But he has a very interesting movement background that allows that character to come to life like I've never seen before. So anyway, Tanner, Peggy Friesen, we have Anthony Edwards at the keyboards, Jonathan Shirek at the violin. It's kind of the who's who of the Kansas City talent base.
You know, as you say that, what is it like as a director to watch them do what they do? The physicality, you know, there are some notes you can give, but also at some point they just have to go transform. You see that transformation. What's it like?
Oh, God. It brings a tear to my eye. There's moments in the show, even in rehearsal, right? Where even when they're in their street clothes and we don't have any set and they're just walking around with you know, plastic objects that are supposed to be, you know, period props. Even given all that, there's moments that they drop in there that are awe-inspiring. And they don't have to. That's the other thing, is that I think they feed off of each other, honestly. Like this year, Gary is, you know, he has been doing this for a sec, so he doesn't have to work as hard that, say, others might. He just knows it. He just knows it's in his bones. But he's bringing some stuff to the rehearsals now that is different. It's new. It's a game changer. And so when others are watching him work, you know, you can see them kind of bristle and go, okay, well, here's the bar. I got to step up. And so everyone just gets hyper-focused and jumps in. And all of a sudden, you just have a lift. And that, you know, that's where the show really takes a lift. It's got a lot of fun stuff to look at. There's a lot of, you know, cool technical aspects. And the music is beautiful. But it's that little nuance that actors put into their work, that little lift, that detail, the raising of the stakes that brings the show to the next level. And so I'm starting to see that earlier than I expected to. And I'm psyched. So to circle back, how do I react? You know, I want the audience to go on an emotional journey. That's why I go to the theater. Plenty of shows I've seen in my past where I love the technical aspects of it, you know, like Harry Potter, like cool magic, right? But I want to be moved emotionally. And when they do that, especially to someone who knows what's coming, I am in awe. So there's my answer. Yeah, I'm in awe.
Let's get existential for a second. We got some time, Jason.
Okay.
What is the future of theater, this backside of the new normal? The fans have changed. The audience have changed. Am I right? Am I wrong? The climate of just live performance. The floor is yours. Go.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because it's a lot of things that go into an explanation as to why people go or don't go to the theater. Or if they go, what do they want to see? My latest, and by the way, this changes, you know, monthly. My latest take is that I feel like Kansas City audiences have come to expect super high quality stuff, and particular big shows. They like epic theater. These get big turnouts. I think the smaller shows have more heart and certainly more grit sometimes than the big ones, but they're harder to catch on to. And be honest with you, sometimes it takes weeks before the word of mouth gets around and then it closes. And I know that's definitely the case with some of our partner theaters where they have a gem, but it doesn't catch fire until nearly the end of the run and then it's over. So it's finding that, I guess, that sweet spot in the timing too of when you produce a show. Kansas City is, you know, a family town. Lots of activities, lots of stuff to do, particularly in the summer. Sometimes the summer drags a little into the fall and people take a long time to kind of like settle down from their summer plans, get ready for their fall plans. And sometimes the theater falls in that gap. Sometimes turnout tends to be a little bit lower in the fall than it does the spring where they're all warmed up and then the cycle starts all over again. It's kind of interesting. This will be my second artistic director with the company. And, you know, Eric was an epic theater producer. He loved big shows. He loved Sweeney Todd. He loved Evita. He loved Hair. And he did them at a large scale. Stuart is more sort of actor musician based. How is he termed? High imagination, low fi. In other words, you know, trunk boxes that open and the magic pours out and they kind of take what's around them and create the story almost like a puppet show. He is kind of finding the bridge between those two styles and making it much more family friendly, dipping into this idea that, okay, Kansas City wants to bring their kids to stuff and we can't always do the rated R grit if we want to attract new audiences. And it's coming. We have a show coming up for next season we're planning. I don't think I'm supposed to reveal the title, but I think it's going to be a huge hit.
Oh, Jason, you don't want to break any news on the KC Morning Show?
You know, like, this is a fault of mine. I'm so incredibly transparent that marketing has to go out of its way and say, here are the things you cannot reveal, Jason, because I just don't keep secrets. And that's one of them.
We get each other because I am the exact same way. But let me ask you this. Obviously, let's get to the shows. Let's buy tickets. Let's get merch. Let's get concessions, all the above. But how else can we be better champions, better allies for live theater? Like you said, we have such an incredible scene. How can we help amplify that?
You mean as a patron or as an artist?
As a collective, as a city, how can we help gas y'all up?
I think we have to merge with the Kansas City spirit of all the things it's proud of. I think it's got to get into that loop. We're very proud of our baseball team. We're very proud of our football team. We're very proud of our industry. There's a lot of things that Kansas City has. And I think the cultural scene, although everybody knows about it, particularly when visitors come and they witness it, they go, you know, wow, where did this all come from? It's there. And I almost feel like as a collective, we have to work together to get that word out more as a collective. Right now, we have lots of individual companies doing what they can to, you know, get their way into the market, get their way into eyeballs. But if we were to work as a team, as a cultural team, I think that would help.
Amen to that. My friends, go check out A Christmas Carol. It will be at the Kansas City Repertory Theater, the Spencer Theater to be exact. We've got previews starting on November 23rd, opening night, which I will be attending, December 1st, running through December 28th. Jason, anything else we need to know before we head to the theater?
If you see me in the lobby, say hi. That's it, you know? We create this stuff for an audience. I want to hear ideas. I want to hear thoughts. I love opinions. So if you see me, say hi.
Grab those tickets, kcrep.org. Jason, thank you so much. You have an open door, both in the past, present, and future, my friend. So go ahead and come back, and let's talk about the next season.
All right. Thank you.
When I was small, I believed in Santa Claus, though I knew it was my dad. And I would hang up my stocking at Christmas, open my presents and I'd be glad. But the last time I played Father Christmas, I stood outside a department store. A gang of kids came over and mugged me and knocked my reindeer to the floor. And said, Father Christmas, give us some money. Don't mess around with those silly toys. We'll beat you up, don't hand it over. We want your bread, so don't make us annoy. Give all the toys to the little rich boys. Brother a Steve Austin outfit. Don't give my sister a cuddly toy. We don't want a jigsaw or Monopoly money. We only want the real McCoy. Father Christmas, give us some money. We'll beat you up if you make us annoy. Father Christmas, give us some money. Don't mess around with those silly toys. But give my daddy a job, cause he needs one. He's got lots of mouths to feed. But if you've got what I have, a machine gun, so I can scare all the kids on the street. Father Christmas, give us some money. We got no time for your silly toys. We'll beat you up if you don't hand it over. We want your bread, so don't make us annoy. Give all the toys to the little rich boys. Yourself a good time, but remember the kids who got nothing while you're drinking down your wine. Father Christmas, give us some money. We got no time for your silly toys. Father Christmas, please hand it over. We'll beat you up, so don't make us annoy. Father Christmas, give us some money. Don't mess around with those silly toys. We'll beat you up, don't hand it over. We want your bread, so don't make us annoy. Give all the toys to the little rich boy.
That was really a productive segment, wasn't it?
The KC Morning Show.
Well, this is the one and only Kabaka Pyramid representing for DJ Die Hard. Number one selector, me, so that in all some boy have to flee when Die Hard step on the scene. Hey, well, if the dub them sound sweet and the people them a dance, I must Die Hard, nobody else now have a chance, lad. Take time. And I said, DJ Die Hard, beg you kill that sound again. Well, this a reggae music where the people them depend. From now till the morning, the plate ascend. Die Hard, him alone, me have to represent. And I say, hey, Mr. DJ, pull it up again. A DJ Die Hard, where the people them defend. From now till the morning, son boy get hang. DJ Die Hard, I lock it down again. From your stepping at the clash, there is no escaping it. DJ Die Hard is everybody's favorite. Jump on and feel the pain when them the plate a rip. It's perfectly natural, me say nothing satanic. And if you this Die Hard, your head back take a trip. Like a pilgrim is to make her when him empty out the clip. What a way, have your woman, I wind up a waste to this. Like a musical scientist, I manipulate physics. Hey DJ Die Hard, kill that sound again. Well this a reggae music where the people them defend. From now till the morning, son boy get hang. DJ Die Hard, I him a set the trend. And I say, hey, DJ kill that sound again. A DJ Die Hard, the people them defend. From now till the morning, son boy get hang. Dirty jump and we have a message bigger sent. DJ Die Hard in the dance, him now come here suffer smile. Him a kill son boy from him was a little child. A murder him, a murder them and do it in a style. And make a son blood just a flow like River Nile. Big up all the sound, them now me doing it for a while. But DJ Die Hard, me say him leading by a mile. Him take him dubs round the world and kill a thousand son. And when him in the glass, them say yeah, him a take the crown. Them say, hey, Die Hard, kill that son again. Well, this a reggae music where the people them defend. From now till the morning, the plate ascend. Son boy get hang, we have to represent. And say, hey, Die Hard, kill that son again. This is reggae music where the people them defend. Oh Lord, please have mercy upon them.
Mr. Runko, the real G, representing for DJ Diehard, aka the Street Beats. You can see me. Representing from Portmore, Far East in Jamaica. Been a local, still not see nobody afraid of. DJ Diehard, with my try card. Hey, oi! Vibes, vibes, vibes. Hey, you know the vibes. Vibes, hey DJ Diehard, I'm after vibes, vibes, vibes. Hey, you know the street beast, yeah, you know the real G. Hey, I'm a jet blue, but DJ Diehard, I make moves, tell them be excused there. I'm a med school, but in meds them, I could test beam style with a test tube there. Left them a marvel, DJ Diehard, I left on pool, like some dead fool square. Put them a pH pencil, out of shape, like get them a stencil there. Can't test the street beast, crazy sleep, them asleep, Bellevue bed. You know me, you a meme, you know G. You a G, my way too bad. Shaka Demons 93, man, a mirror squeeze, left to dead. Street beast, no, I'm down beat. Street beast, in the street. Must be sick in the bed. Lyrics still in dead. One in the air. When DJ die on, running on Jamaica. No see no boy afraid. Tell her that he never. The vibes, what she vibes are. DJ die hard, I take them life. Lift them up like a plane of fly, I'ma clips them up and the ear style. Hear my style and the ear a wild title. Get them a nurse, facility curse, with skill it at work. Like a nerd, I kill in the verse, a village, I bury my murder, rhythm the word, and a similar words. Of course, my spirit at work. Like random nephew, DJ die, all them can't contest you. Hey, but the may I tell you, shout them a shout, one day they might deafen. I play like a spring in my brain on my left foot. I break down the method, I make them go circle. Is that them not tell them, I'm sick in my head. Make a doctor go hide with a sweat on my jacket. Well, you know the vibes, vibes. Vibes, hey, you know the vibes, vibes. Hey, DJ Diehard, I'm up there. Vibes, vibes, vibes. Hey, you know the street beast, yeah. DJ Diehard, I'm been a warrior with it. Say my walk with the message like carrier pigeon. Them probably a game. Bad vibes, that's why I'm stay fly with the message like carrier pigeon. Light is a feather like a carrier pigeon. Can't hide with the message like Jedi like me. Duffy them, probably not see them. The street beast leave you, one of the spirit, actually. Enough clean clothes, I post my man's smiles. Enough G's out, I road, man, not panic. Enough feel broke, but call my overload. Them can't decode the soul, the god body. DJ die, I now go pop style. Pop, pop, like the pop bonnet. Never pop down, make the pop eyes. DJ die, I left them astonished. Original G-Rock is presented every time for DJ Diehard. The street beast. DJ Diehard, you know it's your large anyway, they know the FC. That's the bar I live.